Welcome back, everyone. Big win for Longview tonight, and playoff berth is set. And coach, not really a whole lot you can play. The good thing was everybody got in, everybody able to participate and contribute. And now we have one more game next week, and then we've got our home first playoff game coming up in 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's what I told them afterwards. I mean, we're playing for 10-0 and outright district champions next Friday night at home, which will be senior night for 40 seniors. And then, of course, we have solidified the number one seed in Division II, and we'll get the home game based off our order of district finish, you know, because our order of finish will be one since we – you know, beat Rockwall head to head, regardless of what happens next week with us. So, been a crazy, week, crazy night. I mean, we kind of control the things, and then we get two penalties on defense that gives them first downs, and then balls on the ground on fourth down we don't get. And the next thing you know, we're in a brawl again. You know, they get two scores on us there pretty quick. But I felt like our kids, they played extremely hard tonight and wasn't pretty at times, but the effort was there. And, we made big plays when we needed them.
Yeah, offensively, again, of course, Camden Perry and Haynes King, they seemed to have connection. And Camden was impressive. I thought the running backs were impressive, and we moved the ball well against them.
Yeah, we did. We were able to mix the run in the pass, and I thought we did both pretty well. Missed a couple of throws deep. We overthrew a receiver. Had a chance for some, another big play there. But the big thing was when we got behind the sticks on second and third and long, or second and third and medium, we were able to convert and get first downs. I thought that was big for us continued drives, because we had a holding call on one that gave us a first and 20, and we had a had another third and long on another that we converted with a big pass to Camden over the middle, which was big to continue the scoring drive.
Like we said, we got everybody in, and a good chance to evaluate those young men. I thought they played well, and the second half, that after a couple of possessions, you predominantly were just sending players in, that didn't get a lot of time, and congratulations to them to be able to get out there and experience.
Yeah, we rotated quite a few guys in, late third and the entire fourth quarter, it was, a rotation of a lot of guys, and which is big. Like I've talked about every week, it helps with practice, it helps with just the mood of your football team, and the kids know they're gonna have a chance to get in and play. They're just not there for practice. They're prepared for a game, So it's always nice to do that. I think that Spencer Pyle did a good job filling in for JK tonight, kicking the ball, extra points, and some of his kickoffs, he got better as it went on. Mm-hmm. I thought most of our kick coverage was good. Probably a negative, I would say, would be the penalties we had on both sides of the ball. All sides defensively had it a couple of times, got caught with a no play, and offensively, we had a couple of penalties there that gave us long yardage, but we got to cut those out. Those are things that kill drives or extend drives, and we don't want to give free first downs or give up a drive. When we're moving the ball and things are going our way. But I thought Jesse did a lot of good stuff tonight running the ball. He busted that one from the 1-inch line. And I said, but Jesse did. I said, do you could have set a school record? And he looked at me. I said, there's no way that ball could have been run any further.
You're right.
He said, well, coach, I want to run over myself. You just cost yourself the school record because you want to run over somebody. But it was a good job. I washed it down on the offensive line. He hit it, and that big boy can run. I mean, you saw his open field speed. That's pretty impressive,
sure
235 pounds like that. Camden had another big night, made some big catches, made a heck of a catch on the touchdown that side.
Oh,
adjusted
sure
to
did.
The football, and mm-hmm. he adjusted to the ball like Camden does. So, Really good at Keelan running the ball well.
He made an that one score was pretty impressive at two spins. There's not too many guys that could do that.
No, he can do that. And Caden had a couple of good runs. I don't know. He probably had six or seven carries. We had the big touchdown run. He creased another one on him.
We said it was just a matter of time before he's going to get through there, and sure enough, he did it.
Yeah. He found a crease. I mean, I thought they did a good job of washing it.
And they did.
Got it blocked down and kicked out, and guard got up in a hole and it creased. And that comes from, you know, being patient and a lot of repetitions running that play. I mean, it's a great play, though. You know, off gap power that we run, and he's running quite a few times from the time he was in middle school to now.
You know, a couple of series that they really picked their tempo up and the number of plays that they got off, and I thought that gave us a little bit of problem adjusting to that. I mean, I thought they were running more plays faster than anybody we'd played this year, at least anybody I can remember.
Yeah, that's what they do. It's going to be tempo, and they do that to get you misaligned, get you tired, and, you know, and get you, you know, where you just you're not thinking, and you know, when they get you like that, and it gets easy. And we made it that way a few times because we got misaligned and or missed tackles or didn't leverage plays, you know. But we had numerous times to get off field on third down and, you know, stop a drive, and we didn't. But you know, we had a great goal line stand down there inside the 1 foot line where we stopped them on fourth down. You know,
sure
after the multitude of penalties on both sides. I mean, they wound up getting it down there, but we held them. I thought it was big to get a negative play on first down after the penalty and kind of backed up to around the five, and then we held on.
And turn around and get a score when you get it on the half-yard line.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good turnaround.
Got a score. We were going to try to run a little outlaw route down there to Logan, and we were running out of time and snapped it too fast, and it just didn't time out right. But anyway, it is what it is. It's a win. We got to move on from it, you know, and take the good and build on that and learn from the bad.
Well, next week, like we said, the last game at regular season game at Lobo Stadium, and you know, there's a lot of work still yet to be done, but you know, the kids are excited, I know, and looking forward to next week, and to also for two straight games to be able to host that playoff game.
I mean, you earned that right, but you know, next week we got to take care of business. I know everybody will be talking about playoffs and this and that, but we've got to take care of business Friday night at home with Mesquite High School, who's going to be a playoff team, who is much improved from last year. Very solid defensive line, probably one of the best four-down guys, a group of guys we've seen in a while, the four-down. I know that most of them are back from last year, and we had Fitz running the ball last year against them. And offensively, they're pretty solid in what they do. They got a huge offensive line and doing a great job mixing up running pass, and got a couple of young running backs and quarterbacks that are, you know, playmakers. So I know Coach Flaner, Jeff Flaner, they'll come in guns a-blazing, you know, and they'll treat it like a playoff game, and I hope our guys do too. That's going to be the message all week long.
Yeah, well, Bill, we were talking to Bill Coase before the game. He said he thought that Mesquite had the best defense that they'd play, you know, if prior to playing us. And he said they control the ball. It's more kind of a little more old-timey football where they try to run it and use the clock. And it probably they'll show up next week, and it might be an interesting game.
It will be. And I'm telling you, it's not going to be a cakewalk, I can tell you. Like I say, last year, I mean, it was just Coach Flaner's first year, and they were really good defensively in the defensive line. And they're so much better offensively now, and they're doing things that play into the strength of their players and their team, and, you know, ball control and running the ball out of the spread, and they're trying to be physical. They are not trying. They are being physical. And you know, so we'll have to come ready to play. They're not going to come in and lay down and give it to us. I know that.
That's for sure. Well, Coach, we appreciate it again, as usual. Thank you so much. Big win, and looking forward to you know, like I said, seemed like we just started. Now we're here at the 10th game. So
you work so hard to get to this point, it flies by.
It does. It really does. Well, appreciate it. Have a safe trip back home, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
You bet. Thank y'all.